And so I really pressed into that, and I found some of the questions, the deeper questions, like, why should a believer want to be healthy? Why were we even given a body? And that brought me to a really interesting answer, because I'll tell you what it wasn't. The answer was not to look good. The answer was not to feel good in my own skin. The answer was not to do it for my children or my grandchildren or my husband or anything else. The answer was along these lines.
Hey, mama friend, you're listening to the Moms Grab Coffee podcast, where moms share how they found peace and joy during their hardest seasons. If you're stressed, overwhelmed, and exhausted, fill yourself up with hope and wisdom from moms who are in it too, and who will always point you back to Jesus. Hey, my sweet mama friend, welcome to the show. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Now, in all of my past episodes, we always talk about a mom's testimony of how they've seen God work in their life, right? Well, today, I have Monica Norcross, who developed the Still Workout, who's going to join the show and talk about her testimony, obviously, but also the physical part of being still. Now, we hear that phrase a lot, right? Be still, be still. And we think about that a lot in the spiritual sense, maybe even the mental and emotional sense. But what does being still mean when it comes to the physical body? Now, it's not just about literally staying still. That's something that we'll dig into during the conversation, you know, the difference between being still and then being sedentary. But what does body image also have to do with our faith and our walk with God? Monica's going to share all of that. And then she's also going to walk us through a demonstration of the Still Workout, which is her program of bringing in scripture and faith into a physical workout. And so she'll walk through what that workout looks like when it comes to being able to release anxiety. I tried it during our conversation. I felt so much more relaxed, so much more peaceful, so much more connected to God after going through that demonstration. So I don't want you to miss it. Side note though, if you're driving, if you are on the go, if you're not in a place where you can really sit still, then I encourage you to save that portion for another time. I'm going to have a timestamp in the show notes so that you can easily get back right into that section of the episode whenever you have that free moment. All right, friends. So without further ado, let's get into it. It is my pleasure to welcome Monica Norcross and her story. The whole idea of being still, I mean, I think everyone kind of knows it. Yeah, like, yeah, you should be still. I mean, even if it's not from a biblical perspective, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, be still, take a breath. But I think putting it into practice is so hard because it's like, go, 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 go. And you've got all these priorities and responsibilities and so many things going on in life.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to have you walk us through what being still actually means and demonstrating how we release anxiety, which I think is applicable for
Everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, not moms, but everyone.
It is. I mean, it absolutely is. Oh.
Well, let's start with just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, my name's Monica Norcross, and I'm a certified personal trainer. I'm a fitness nutrition specialist. I'm a licensed Zumba instructor, and I have founded and developed the Still Workout. I am married. I have 6 children between my husband and me, although 5 of them are grown and gone, and we have a senior left. So we are almost at the end of this particular part of the journey. I live in Texas and love it. It's a beautiful day here today, and I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. Is it cold in Texas? Yeah, because you guys do get cold weather, right?
We do, yes, especially last year with the Snowmageddon thing. But We don't normally get much more than a night or two of freezing, but right now it's about 60, 65, but it'll be in the 80s today.
Oh, Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
You still get fall, but then in the afternoon,
yes,
the summer.
That's right.
That's awesome.
How it works.
Well, let us talk about just the idea of being still before we get into your story and then a demonstration of releasing anxiety.
Sure.
So what does being still actually look like, both physically and spiritually?
That is such a great question, because we know we're supposed to be still, right? The Lord commands it in the Bible, but it's so hard to do. And because of that, we don't always know what to do and what does it mean. So when I think of being still, and I think of doing what brings peace to the body and soul, rooted in biblical truth. And in the still workout, we do that by challenging and nurturing the body while restoring the soul, allowing the Lord to restore the soul. And it's a really powerful combination when put together.
I love that. And I'm sure you'll walk us through what that actually looks like and
yes,
feels like.
Yes.
But I do want to press in a little further on the physical aspect, because when we think about, you know, being still, to me, it's we don't move.
Right.
Like a statue.
Right.
So when we talk about physically being still, is that what you mean, or does it look different than that?
Another great question. So there's kind of, it's kind of both on some level, because we know as a society, we are way too sedentary, right? We sit, we don't do enough activity, we sit. And so we think that's stillness. That is not stillness. Stillness and being sedentary are two very different things. When you're sedentary, you might be sitting there, but your mind could be racing, your heart could be racing, you could, you know, you might still be not still. And being still in the body, yes, on some level, it is being not moving, but that doesn't mean that you can't challenge the body. And so we do things that challenge the body, that nurture the body, actually, while being still, that brings a spiritual aspect to the idea, to the practice, and it is phenomenal. And really, I mean, some of the benefits of this, the first thing is really you're putting yourself in proper posture before the Lord. And that's an important thing. When the Lord says, be still and know that I am God, he's not just saying, sit still and sit there. He's saying, ponder who I am. Ponder me. Ponder the godness of God. Ponder my sovereignty and my glory and my protection and my provision and my love for you and my grace and my mercy and my justice and my truth. I mean, the list, you know, my holiness and righteousness, like this goes on. When you do that and you put yourself in a proper posture with him, that alone is a powerful practice. But when you add in the physical side of things that we do, we bring in lots of aspects of physical fitness and nurturing. For example, we do deep breathing. We do strength training. We do faster release. We do postural alignment. We do stretching, and we do cognitive training. So all of those things together physically promote the spiritual stillness that we're looking to do and to be. So it's just, it's a fascinating, fascinating practice. And it's changed my life, and I've been blown away at what the Lord has done with this.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. So when you're talking about being still, it's almost like actively being still.
Yes.
And I love that you talked about the deep breathing and even your mind and your heart even, just really focusing on that as well. It's not just your arms or your legs not moving.
No, no.
You know, it's everything, all your internal organs as well.
Definitely.
That's awesome.
Definitely,
so,
for sure.
You call it the still workout. So I want to press into the workout piece of it.
Okay.
Workout, you know, you think like there's high intensity workouts. You think like boxing, maybe P90X. You're like constantly moving. CrossFit is a big thing, which a lot of times you're working, you're sweating a lot because you might want to, you know, look a certain way. It's very focused on body image. Mm-hmm. So I want to press into how we think about body image as believers.
My goodness, this is such an important topic right here. And this is really a huge part of why I developed the still workout, because I have been in the fitness and wellness industry for 12 years, and I have run the gamut of being fit and not, and the gym and Zumba and all these other things that we do. And I knew there came a point in that time when I knew that one of the things you need in order to be fit, stay fit, be healthy, all those things is a good why. A good why. In other words, why do you want to be those things? And you need to develop that so that you can hold on to it when the chips are down and you're faced with the chocolate sundae or the whatever. And so I had really worked on that, and I had come to a really good why, which was I want to be strong, vital, energetic, and fit. I mean, what a great why. This isn't I want to be look great in my, you know, whatever on the beach, or I want to look good for my wedding or my, you know, anniversary or reunion or whatever. And it wasn't just, oh, I want to do this for someone else. It was me. I was wanting to do it for me. And what a great thing to do. I was so proud of that why. Mm-hmm. And one day I was rehearsing it in my mind, kind of trying to hold on to that motivation. And the Lord just stopped me in my tracks and spoke to my spirit. I think I was actually carrying laundry across the room, literally. And he stopped me in my tracks and he said, why? And I was like, well, yeah, why? This is my why. I want to be strong, vital, energetic, and fit.
What do you mean?
I know. And the Lord was like, why do you want to be strong, vital, energetic, and fit? Strong, vital, energetic, and fit for what? Mm-hmm. And I just, that sent chills through me because I realized in that moment, okay, there's something here I'm missing. And I am, my, apparently my perspective on this is off, because if the Lord cared enough to make me sit and, you know, stop in the middle of my daily chores and ask me to think about it, I better sit down and ponder this. I better figure out what he's talking about. And so I really pressed into that, and I found some of the questions, the deeper questions, like, why should a believer want to be healthy? Why were we even given a body? And that brought me to a really interesting answer, because I'll tell you what it wasn't. The answer was not to look good. The answer was not to feel good in my own skin. The answer was not to do it for my children or my grandchildren or my husband or anything else. The answer was along these lines, because this body is the only thing we can use to love, serve, and glorify the Lord. It's the only thing we can use to praise him, pray to him, you know, love on other people, preach, teach, evangelize, further his kingdom. It's the only thing we have been given from the day we're born until the day we die to do what the Lord has called us to do on this earth. That is a totally different mindset than I'm going to go to the gym and sculpt my abs, you know, like a totally different mindset. And further than that, it really came to me that this is the temple where the Lord dwells. This is where he dwells. And there's so much scripture to back that up. I mean, Acts 17:28 says that. 1 Corinthians 3:18 says that. Ephesians 3:17, like, it just goes on. It talks about the Lord living inside of us. Mm-hmm. Well, if he's going to live here, I want to care for this, and I want to be able to have energy. I want to be mentally sharp. I want to be strong in body and mind. I want to do everything that I can to be able to glorify him. And if I am neglecting or abusing my body, I can't do that. Or if I've made it an idol, mm-hmm. I can't do that as well either. So that was such a big moment for me. It really changed the way that I looked at body image. It changed that I'm not looking at how good do I look, but how well do I function? And can I serve the Lord if I don't look perfect? Well, yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes even better, right? You know, sometimes even better. So that was a big moment for me. That really changed. And I hope that's encouraging, because when I tell that story to my friends, they're like, oh, I needed that. You know, that is encouraging to me. So hopefully that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's very encouraging to me. I love that you went back to the fundamental question, because when you said your why is to be strong, vital, energetic, fit, I thought, well, yeah, of course. Yeah,
right?
Why not? That's a great why. But then really getting past that to a deeper why. Mm-hmm. And I think when you tie that to what is your role from God? What is God calling you to do and to be mm-hmm. in this world? Mm-hmm. Then I think that's sustaining. That's solid.
Exactly.
Your goal is, I want to, you know, look great on the beach this summer. Okay. Well,
what happens when the summer's over?
Right. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do after that? And I think it just creates a greater purpose for your life as well, as it relates to your body.
It's a foundation. It's a foundation to build on. And the thing I also kind of saw was, you know, of course, the Lord calls us to be good examples for our children. The Lord calls us to be, you know, vital for our grandkids, maybe. The Lord calls us to be able to do all these other things that might have been the original why. But if we make those things the why, those things are not strong enough to hold. They're not meant to be foundational. Mm-hmm. We don't have our children forever. I mean, I can attest to that. You know, mine are leaving, you know, one by one. And it isn't, they're not there forever in our daily lives. They do move on and go on. And if my world is built around, I'm going to be a good example for my children, or I'm going to be a good example for my grandchildren, what happens when they're not there? And they're not meant to be the thing that I'm focused on like that. That's where the Lord is supposed to be. So it is just, when you really get down to why, it changes the mindset of your body image. It changes the mindset. It's not how I look, it's how I function. And that is huge for me. It has been huge.
Yeah. Was that turning point what prompted you to start the Still Workout?
Yes, in many ways it was. So I had been teaching Zumba at my church for 11 years. And I had, after class, I was sitting down every time with the girls and I was doing a little devotional and I would pray for them, and they didn't have to stay. And some of them did and some of them didn't. But it was a wonderful little thing that we did for a long time. Well, of course, I got burned out on that. After 11 years, I was ready to do something else. And so I told my husband, I said, you know, I think I just kind of need to be done here. And he said, and of course, he's so wise. And he said, you know, Monica, this is not, you're not just leading them spiritually. I mean, you're not just leading them physically, you're leading them spiritually. And can't you just hang in there a little longer and give God a chance to work? And I thought, gosh, you know, you're right. You know, sometimes those husbands, man, they really can speak into a situation with wisdom. So I did. And finally I called the girls together and I said, y'all, I'm burned out, but I'm not burned out on you. And I'm not burned out on our spiritual journey. And meanwhile, I had like this particular situation with the why, and also some physical issues I had that I had been working on in other ways. I had found healing there. I had had a lower right abdominal issue that I could not, no one could figure out what was wrong with me. I'd had two MRIs. I had a CAT scan. I had an X-ray, an ultrasound, blood tests, urine tests, exams by 5 doctors, and nobody could tell me what was wrong. And I learned about fascia and some of the things that we did there. And ultimately, the Lord led me to a practice that we now do in the Still Workout that healed that. And so all of that's happening. Meanwhile, I'm burning out on Zumba. And I'm also discovering this why, which is, do I really want to be doing that? Is that going to be enough to bring me to the why that I really need to have? And I feel like the Lord just came in and he said, you need to craft a new why. And in that process, let's work on your love relationship with me and see where it goes. And so I sat the ladies down. I said, ladies, I can't do this part anymore, but I really do want to do something with you. But I don't know what that is. And so of course, one of them pipes up and says, well, why don't you just, actually, we were having coffee, by the way, Hannah, we were having coffee with this time. Which
lots
I love.
Of things happen when women come together for coffee.
Isn't that great? So we were having coffee, and one of them said, she said, well, why don't you make it up yourself? You know what you're doing. You've been doing all these other things. Why don't you make it up yourself? And I thought, huh, okay. And so I got in the car and I started praising the Lord and trying to play around with the structure of this class. And in that process, he helped me develop a new why, which was, I want to live a life fit for loving God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want to live a life fit and ready for his service, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually prepared for what he calls me to do. And that's a tall order. That's a lot. And I knew that there was no way that Zumba was going to do that for me. I knew there was no way that weightlifting in the gym was going to do that for me. I mean, I'm talking heart, soul, mind, and strength, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I knew that whatever we did was going to have to be a comprehensive practice that did all of those things. And so I spent months working on that, crafting, recrafting, scrapping, redoing, asking questions, praying, and really working around what is this going to look like in order to be able to not only do that for myself, but to bring that to somebody else. How am I going to do that? And that's where the Still Workout was born.
Wow. And what was your relationship with God as you were developing the Still Workout and trying to figure out your bigger why?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I had sort of historically in my just growing up years and through my life, I had sort of, while I was a believer and loved Jesus, I had an image of God that I think was faulty. I think I had created him in my mind to be the one who was sitting up in heaven with his arms crossed, a bit disapproving of me all the time. Get yourself in line, Monica. You better pull yourself together here. I see you over there. I see what you're doing. I don't know. Well, you know, I see you're trying, but I don't know that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, throughout the last few years, I had learned that he is not like that. And I began to feel the love and the there is no condemnation, and those kinds of verses began to be important for me. But the stillness, coming through the Still Workout and the body, was a completely overwhelming experience for me, because I would, and as we, when we go through the anxiety release that we're about to do here in a minute, the practices that brought me to that area, the combining of the physical body and the spiritual truth behind it were stunning to me. Mm-hmm. Absolutely stunning. I was blown away at the way that the Lord has given us this, not only of, you know, he's given us this physical world that we use all the time to understand spiritual truth. Jesus himself used parables constantly to explain spiritual truth using physical realities, right? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The Lord began to show me that all of these things he had brought me to, the fascia release, the deep breathing, the postural alignment, the stretching, the strength training, all of those are physical examples of spiritual truth. And his creativity and his brilliance in creating a body that we still don't understand. No one on the planet can tell you they understand everything about the body.
Yes.
And yet he's providing right in front of my eyes some ways to view the body, to care for the body, to challenge the body, to nurture the body, that draw me ever closer to him every minute of the day. And it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I love that. And so is it the way you've built your relationship with God, has it been through the Still Workout, or have you also complemented it with other things like...
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah.
It has... The Still Workout, planning for the Still Workout every week sends me straight to the Bible, because what I do is I speak scripture over the class throughout the whole class. And we have a theme every week. So the focus, we have a still study focus. And the focus every week is something, say it's peace. Well, I'm going to go to the Word and I'm going to find verses on peace. I'm going to look and study peace while I'm crafting what the class is going to look like and which verses I'm going to use and how they're going to work into the practices that we do in class. And so that has been incredible and has really drawn me closer to the Lord. In the meantime, while I was also crafting the class, and of course before that, I am a big fan of fasting and praying. I don't fast always totally from food. I have some issues that keep me from being able to do that, but I do fast from certain kinds of food. I fast from certain amounts of food, and I'll fast in other ways as well. So and those things are incredibly powerful in drawing you closer to the Lord. So I have been, he has had me on a journey. He has had me on quite a journey for the last, especially few years, but even more pointed in the last year.
Wow, amazing. And so before we get into the demonstration, I'd love for you to kind of summarize your testimony. You started with a view of God of kind of the maybe like a legalistic type of parent where it's like, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that, right, to now a loving father. So can you summarize how your journey has shaped your view of God as you see him today?
I think that when I was younger, I was projecting my parents, I was projecting people in my life onto God and what I thought that he was, because that's what the authority figures in my life kind of looked like in some ways. And I saw him as a disapproving sort of taskmaster. Mm-hmm. And over the years, as I went through the things, you know, as life throws at you, what it's going to throw at you, and you can't hit my age, I'm 55, you cannot hit my age without having gone through some really significant battles and struggles. And so through those, the Lord came roaring into my life with love and compassion and grace and mercy in a way that I wasn't aware before that he had, that he, I knew he had it, but I didn't feel it. And I felt it. And so I now have a fuller picture of all of the attributes of the Lord. You know, when I think of holiness, I think of him having 100% of every attribute that we know of him. And that's 100% justice, 100% truth, 100% love, 100% grace, 100% mercy, 100% righteousness, 100% compassion, 100% sovereignty, like 100% protection, 100% provision, everything. And I think that the bottom line that I'm learning about the Lord and the way that I see him now is he is the source of everything, everything, everything. Mm-hmm. He is the source of all of it. So whatever is happening, he is the source and he is good. Praise God, he is good. Because if there was even a hint of darkness in him, we would all be in a heap of trouble. But he is nothing. He is light. The Lord is light. And that is so comforting to me. That has been something that I have turned to and been able to lean on over and over and over again in the last, especially the last few years.
Wow. I love it. I love how God just changes our thoughts completely of who he is. I've heard it a few times, actually more than a few times from my guests where they saw God one way and then it's like a 180.
It's amazing. I mean, the mind is a renewable resource, mm-hmm. right? It would be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is a renewable resource. We are not set in our ways. We are not stuck where we are. We can change, and it starts. The Lord can come into your world, into your heart, into your mind and change your view of him. And he, if your view is faulty, he'll do it.
Yeah, for sure. In my way too.
Right?
I love that though. Then he could stop you in your tracks and maybe put something in your mind or your heart and you're like, whoa, where did that come? Kind of like, where did that come from? And then it's a matter of you leaning into it and asking God to continue uncovering whatever he started.
Right.
All right, so let's get to the demonstration because I'm excited about this. I'm anxious all the time. I know you are.
You're not alone.
Yeah. So how do we release anxiety?
Okay, so of course, at the Still Workout, we have 45 minutes at least, sometimes closer to 50 to an hour. And so there's something to be said for having time, making time, because the benefit of that, of the result of that time is days and lasting peace. So we can do an example here, which is really good, but I highly encourage you guys to take more time in this. And you can try that here at the Still Workout, or you can try it another way. But for sure, making sure that you take more time to do this than what we're going to do here. But I'm going to give you a good start. The other thing I encourage you to do when you do something like this is to have some music that's very quiet. And I've recently discovered soaking music, which is beautiful. And from a heart of worship, because I think that's important. And it's just a quiet, behind the scenes, something that helps. But we're going to go without that because we can still do much without that. So I'm just throwing that out there as a little extra tip. Okay. Now, if you are driving, please don't close your eyes. But if you are not driving and you are in a place where you can do that, let's close our eyes. Now, if you're sitting down, I want you to sit up straight. You can lean back in your chair, but make sure that you are in a straight position, that you are not slumped in any way. We're going to begin by breathing through the nose, inhaling through the nose, a big full inhalation, feeling your belly and your chest rise through the nose. Exhale through the nose, nice and slow, all the way down till you have no more air left. Inhale through the nose again, and put a smile on your face. Smile as you inhale through the nose. Smile as you exhale through the nose. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Keep inhaling nice and slow. Keep exhaling nice and slow. And keep smiling. Now put your fingers on your rib cage. Dig down in and feel those ribs. Walk your fingers around to the back, feeling them wrap all the way around the lungs as you continue to breathe and you continue to smile, praising God for the oxygen, the breath of life that He's given us. As you inhale through your nose, keep those fingers on the rib cage. Now lift that rib cage up. Make sure that it is up and off of the other organs, providing space for the lungs to fully inflate and fully deflate. Notice the protective nature of the ribs. The ribs were designed by the Lord to wrap around the lungs, which house the very breath of life that we cannot go even a few minutes without. We need every minute of every day. In Psalms, the Bible tells us in the Passion Translation that the Lord wraps His very presence around us. He wraps His big arms around us. So throughout the day, as you remember to lift your ribs up and off the other organs of the body, as you remember to lift the ribs and give room in the lungs for a full deep breath, as you continue breathing through your nose and smiling, remind yourself throughout the day of the protective nature of our Heavenly Father. Turn your attention to your shoulders. Continue your breathing, inhaling and exhaling through the nose, nice and slow, smiling. Our shoulders carry our burdens. Physically, our shoulders carry backpacks, kids, suitcases, diaper bags, all kinds of physical burdens our shoulders take. They also carry stress and fear and anxiety. We slump them in despair and discouragement. So as you're sitting up straight and you've got your rib cage lifted and you're breathing and you're smiling, roll your shoulders back and down and relax them. And keep that word relax in your mind. Because the Bible tells us that the Lord says, "Give me all of your burdens." And the idea in Scripture here is to roll them over to the Lord. So imagine the Lord back to back with you, holding you up with His very presence, and you are rolling your burdens off your shoulders onto His big shoulders. The Bible says, "Give me all of your concerns, all of your cares, all of your anxieties, all of your fear, all of your stress, all of your resentment, all of your bitterness, all of your anger, all of your issues, all of your irritations, all of your despair, all of your discouragement. Roll it off onto my shoulders, and I will carry it." Now your head. Make sure that your head is straight between each shoulder, your chest and your back, and that your chin is ever so slightly tucked. Now throughout the day, as you put your head in its proper position, as you remember your posture here, remind yourself the Bible tells us the Lord Himself is the lifter of our heads. He is the one who reaches out with His hands and gently lifts the head into proper place. Imagine the gentle hands of our Heavenly Father reaching out to your head and putting it in its proper place. Look, the Bible also tells us that the Lord puts His hand of blessing on your head. So throughout the day, as you remember to put yourself in proper posture and put your head where it belongs, imagine that the hand of your Heavenly Father reaching out and putting His hand on your head, His hand of blessing. He is blessing you even now. This is the kind of thing that we do in the still workout. This is what we do with every part of the body. We align the body with the soul and the Lord. We align the body and posture, which is good for the body. We align the heart and the soul with the Lord, and we have tools to do that throughout the entire day.
Wow, Monica, that was amazing. I'm so glad we're doing this in the morning. Getting ready for a chaotic day, and I really do feel so much more peaceful and
different
connected to God.
Yeah,
I really do. And I love just you focusing us on different parts of the body and mm-hmm. making those tiny adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it makes a world of difference. At least it did for me.
It does just wonders.
Like my shoulders back. Yeah,
it and does wonders.
Connecting that to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So every time I do that throughout the day, the coming days, I can connect my shoulders to the yoke that Jesus speaks about.
Yes, exactly. That is the goal. And we do that in every class. And I'm finding people coming up and saying, gosh, I was standing in the grocery store line and I realized I was totally slumping and standing on one leg. And I had, mm-hmm. and she said, I got my posture right. And in the process, I suddenly just realized I was speaking that scripture to myself. And I'm thinking, praise God, that's exactly what we want to be able to do. We want to take the word and incorporate it into our daily lives on a regular basis. And what better way to do it than also caring for the body in the process? Because improper posture wreaks havoc on the body. So mm-hmm. we work on that a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And I've been working on a lot of deep breathing throughout
yes.
my days. And so now I can start incorporating other parts of my body throughout the day. And I love that I can do it really easily, like right in the grocery line.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Zumba, which, you know, I think is super fun,
oh,
but you
so
can't
fun.
Really Zumba
no.
in the grocery store line.
No, you can't.
I guess you could, but people might, you know, look at you weird.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Right.
No, it's something that it's a tools that you can take with you throughout the day. It's amazing. I've just
wow.
been blown away by what it's done for my relationship with the Lord, plus for the body.
Yes. Love it. Love it. So Monica, where can moms go to learn more about the still workout and sign up for your classes?
The first place to go, I think, would be the website, thestillworkout.com. And that is, that has everything on there. It has links to Facebook. It has links to Instagram. It has links to where to sign up, how to find the schedule. It also has my story on there. It has all kinds of good things. The tools that we use in class, there are Amazon links to that. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Still Workout. You can find us on Facebook as well. We have a group, which is wonderful, The Still Sisters. And by the way, one of the things that I do in our class is I give homework. And I actually don't love giving homework, but this kind of homework I love to give because the homework is to belly laugh every single day. And I am always posting, which is so good for you. It's biblical as well. Proverbs 17:22, but it says the merry, joyful heart is like good medicine. But I put funny things on there every day. And it is a wonderful way to connect with people and have fun and belly laugh and do good things for yourself while you're, you know, of course, still working on being still and with the Lord.
Amazing. I love that you have a community for that too. That's so encouraging.
Yes. Wonderful place for people to come and connect and ask questions and laugh together and get to know each other and connect and support each other. It's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Monica. Thank you for going through that demonstration and sharing your heart today.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah. It's great to be here.
All right, friend, that was Monica Norcross, founder of the Still Workout, and I hope you really enjoyed that demonstration. Or if you didn't get a chance to do it, whenever you get a chance, I hope you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to get a lot out of it as well. I'm going to have links to the Still Workout as well as a link to Punch Pass, which is a place where you can go sign up for classes or use the on-demand content library, all in the show notes, along with ways to connect with Monica and learn more. So make sure to check that out, again, in the show notes, or you can go to momscribecoffee.com/34. Next time on the pod, I'm meeting with podcast host Joy Wendling of Playfully Faithful Parenting, and she's going to share what it means to play in motherhood. I think it's not going to be what you expect, so make sure to tune in, follow and subscribe to the show wherever you are listening, and if you want an email alert, go to momscribecoffee.com. All right, friend, that's a wrap for today. I'll catch you again next time for a cup of coffee with a side of faith, wisdom, and hope.